Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And today on the podcast, we are hitting up some fitness info. We haven't talked fitness in a while, so I'm pretty pumped for this one. And we're talking about my favorite body parts to work, and that is your upper body.
Why is it that it's your favorite? Because I've noticed that you post a lot of gun show photos on Insta.
I love upper body. And I don't know. I just, maybe for me, you know how you always like things that are easier for you to do?
Yeah.
That's why, like, for me, leg day, I'm like, oh my God, because my glutes, like, I'm more quad dominant, and I literally, to work my butt, it's like I have to put so much mental focus into it, as well as like a lot of glute activation. And I just feel like, and then it's so like, I end up being so sore afterwards. And it's just one of those things that I'm like, ugh, I don't, because I need it the most. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
The things we hate are the things we need the most.
Right.
When it comes to upper body, it's like, and I like the way, I like wearing tank tops. I like muscle definition. I just love working upper body. I love working biceps and triceps are two of my favorite. Shoulders, probably close third. So do you like working upper body? I know that you don't actually.
It's different. It's not that I don't like it. It's just, I don't do heavy weights with my upper body. Instead, I like doing a lot of body resistance. So I actually like doing push-ups, which is weird because I know a lot of people don't. It's one movement that I actually really like. I like the challenge of it. I like the feeling of like really pushing my upper body, but I do a lot of yoga, right? So that works my upper body big time because it's consistently like, you know, sun salutation after sun salutation with all of your flows. So you're constantly working your upper body. So I do like working it, but I just like working it in different ways, I guess. More just like in functional movement as opposed to like actual like weightlifting.
Yeah. And the thing is, for both sides of the coin, so whether you're doing functional movements, body weight training, yoga, or you're doing, let's say, you know, functional training, CrossFit, or you're doing standard bodybuilding splits or just weightlifting, the thing I want to talk about before we get into today's podcast, which is all about welcome to the gun show, we're calling this one. So we're really going to focus on biceps and triceps. But before we get started, I just really want to say, no matter what exercise you're doing, I want you to not be afraid of getting super, super buff and jacked, that you start to shy away from doing any type of upper body. Because still to this day, and we've been in this industry for how long? You know, over a decade. And I still hear from women all the time, I don't want to work my upper body. I don't want to lift weights because I don't want to get bulky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it amazes me that that's still such the stigma. Like, we're seeing so many more women, you know, lifting heavier and putting more resistance on their upper body and on their bodies in general. But there is still such an idea that, like, literally you're going to turn into the Hulk and you're going to be like busting off your sleeves if you lift a weight that's heavier than 5 pounds. So before we get into it, I just want to say you are not going to get bulky if you lift weights or do like, you know, any type of functional training with your upper body, like push-ups or, you know, chin-ups and things like that, or yoga, because women, we do not produce nearly enough testosterone to make those gains. We also, even for guys, for them to build muscle, it really takes them a lot of time, and they naturally have testosterone, like higher levels of testosterone. So, really, you're not going to get bulky. So let's get that out of the mind. Also, it's very important to really work your biceps and your triceps, which is, again, like I said, the focus of today. We're really going to talk about biceps and triceps. And then in another podcast, we'll get into more of, you know, chest, back, shoulders. But it's really important to work your biceps and your tris, because also women, we want shape. And right now, booties are super popular, right?
Yes.
Like, every, and we've done multiple podcasts on the booty.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just as important. You've got to make sure your body's symmetrical. And that's actually what bodybuilding is. Bodybuilding is building the body, and it's all about symmetry. It's not about even about strength. It's about size and shape. So even if you don't want to put on the size, you still want a shape. So if you're really working your lower body and then you don't have any muscle tone on the top or you're balancing it out, you're going to look out of balance. You know what I mean?
Definitely. And it's the same. I mean, it's the same thing even with yoga. It's not necessarily about building, but it's about finding balance in your body. So symmetry and balance, right? It's the same sort of concept. I think that all sort of, you know, anything to do with like strength training or body awareness really comes from that same sort of principle of finding like symmetry and balance within your body.
Completely, inside and out. Mm-hmm. And I also think too, as women, we kind of forget that we have to lift a lot of stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, even though we're like, oh, I don't want to work out because I don't want to get big and bulky, but you want to be strong. And we lift, you know, whether it be our kids, whether it be groceries, whether it be, you know, carrying boxes, whatever it is, like we are constantly, like, I don't know any women who aren't constantly lifting things. Like, I think I just had a conversation the other day with one of my friends over coffee about how she's like, oh my God, I feel like I literally just was like doing a work, like a 100-pound bicep curls because she was like cleaning out her basement and carrying stuff. And mm-hmm. if she didn't have any upper body strength, she wouldn't be able to even do those functional movements. So super important.
Totally.
Okay. So let's start off. So what exactly are biceps and triceps? So we always like to, you know, get down to the basics. So your bicep, and most people do know this, but we're just doing a refresher. It means two-headed muscle. So bi means two. And it's the muscle that is on the front part of your upper arm, and it includes two heads. So there's a short head and a longer head, but they work together. So those are the two muscles that work together as a single muscle. Then you have your triceps, which obviously tri is three. And it's the larger muscle at the back of the arm. So biceps are at the front of the arm, triceps at the back of the arm, and they're essentially responsible for, straightening out your arm. So when you see the tricep too, what most people, they want the look is like the horseshoe look at the back of the arm. And the bicep, it's kind of like, I don't know, it looks almost like a little bum.
I think the bicep looks like, it just looks like a little tennis ball. Like if you have it like, depending on, obviously on how it like bulges out kind of thing. When you flex it at least.
Yeah. So we know where they're located, but when are they worked? So the easiest way to think about it too, like I was saying, is your tricep is, it's fired when you straighten out your arm. Whereas your bicep, it actually contracts when you bring your hand towards your face. So even every time I talk about stuff like this, I actually sit here and do it so I could feel it.
Of course.
But that's why we need to have strong both of them. So even if you're sitting here right now listening to it, bring your hand towards your face. Now straighten out your arm. You know, you're activating two different muscles here. So if you're constantly just working one, like if you only focus on working your biceps and you have weak triceps, you're going to be really limited for a lot of motions that you can do. You know, anything you lift is pretty much activating the bicep. Everything you push away is pretty much activating your tricep.
And the tricep, for anyone listening, is the muscle that I think a lot of people sort of overlook working. Like I do find that people, cause it's a hard muscle to like work because it's not necessarily usually as strong as your bicep. Cause we do a lot of lifting, but we don't do as much pushing naturally. I find, with like our natural movements. So generally speaking, I find that people will have stronger biceps. So they'll be like really into like, you know, doing those bicep curls and things like that. But when it comes to triceps, it's like doing tricep dips, they're just like not having it. But that's the muscle, like, when you find the things that are hard for you, that's when you know that you need to work it. So you need to like get into it, like what you were talking about earlier.
Like my hatred of doing butt.
Exactly. So it's like those, when you know that it's difficult, it's probably because those are the things that you need to work more. So you need to figure out ways to work it so that it's challenging, but not overwhelming, so that you can build that strength and stability and then continue to build it as you get stronger, and then you keep increasing it from there.
Well, and we also get asked, you know, a lot, obviously we focus on female fitness. So all of our clients are females, and like, other than the butt, I always find it's like the first thing they want to know is either their abs and their bum. Like, how do I work my abs and my bum? And the next one is they say, how do I get rid of this like turkey arm? which yeah. we don't like us saying negative things about our body. And turkeys have beautiful arms too. But you know, they don't like that the fact when that arm shakes a lot. And in England, they actually call it bingo wings. So when you say like bingo and then your arm's shaking, which I thought was pretty funny, but it's, you know, that's working the tricep is really focusing on, you know, tightening up in that area. Obviously you can't just spot reduce, but by having a stronger muscle there, you're going to get a nicer shape in the back of your arms too. So, okay. So now we know what they are. We know what they do. Now the thing when it comes to biceps and triceps is that you don't actually need to spend a ton of time working on them. Reason being is that they are activated when you are doing any of your compound movements in your upper body workouts. So for example, anytime you are doing any of your pushing movements, so like push-ups or presses to work your chest, you're also working your triceps. And we talk about this a lot in our fitness and nutrition expert program. When we're planning our personal training workouts, we call them push day. So certain muscles are activated by pushing exercises and tricep is under a push day. So when you're doing all of those movements, you're already firing the tricep indirectly without having to actually work it. And then when you're doing anything that you pull, so for example, like your lat pull downs, anything that works your back or any rows, you're essentially, you're indirectly working your biceps too. So those are called compound movements. And then you get to work the, then you also get to work the biceps and the triceps. So they don't require, you know, you don't need to just do a dedicated day to working your biceps and a dedicated day to working your triceps, like you would maybe doing your legs, or you would do your quads and your glutes on different days. Like how do you train your biceps and triceps? Do you do any focus on them? Do you just include them in the compound movements?
No, I do. So 2 days a week, I do just strength training. And so we're with weights. So I do focus on like specifically on muscle groups, but I generally do like add in, like, I won't just do a bicep curl. Like I'll do a bicep curl to an overhead press kind of thing. So I try to like incorporate a few movements at the same time so that for me, it's just using my time a little bit more effectively. Oftentimes as well, I'll do compound movements. So I will, if I'm doing a smaller muscle group, like a bicep focus, I will add a lower body like hold so that I'm using some major fat burning muscles at the same time. Just so, again, I'm just trying to get more bang for my buck. I find that oftentimes my workouts get cut short because of my baby. So I have to try to like fit it in as fast as I can. And so I try to like get things done as quickly as possible. But I do focus on weight training, but then I would say majority of my strength training does come from like body resistance and movement, like functional movement training with like yoga practice.
Well, and that's where too, like when you were saying you want the most bang for your buck, mm-hmm. because the thing is too, when it comes to working your biceps and your triceps, since they are such smaller muscles, you're not going to get as many of the metabolic benefits of training them, because they're not going to require as much energy burned to work them as opposed to working the big muscles like your back and your chest. Like that's why whenever we talk in FitChicks about, you know, your big fat burning muscles, two of them are your chest and your back, because there's so much going on there and it takes a lot of effort to work them, as opposed to, you know, your biceps and triceps are so small, the effort's not there. So yeah, if you're someone who's crunched for time, then definitely, you know, do more of just the compound movements, because you know they're still being activated. But what I like to do, for example, because I do a split. So I do, for me, I do a 5-day workout split, which means I lift weights 5 days a week. And I do 2 leg days. I do a push day, a pull day, and then I do a combined day of both push and pull for upper body. So instead of, I don't do a dedicated day for biceps or triceps, but for example, on my push day, I start off by working the big muscle group. So I start off with the chest, then I go into shoulders, and then I finish with maybe 2 exercises that are really targeted to the tricep. And then same thing on the pull day, I'll do back to start off with. And then I'll end by doing some targeted biceps, but because the biceps are already fired and working during the back exercises. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of like working them throughout the whole workout, but then you just do a couple that are really isolation exercises. You know, instead of the compound, which works 2 muscles or 2 or more muscles or more than 1 joint, the isolation, they just work that specific muscle.
For sure. And I think that it's important to note, like, the reason why you do that as well is because if you try to do it the opposite way, so if you try to focus specifically on, say, just isolating your biceps and then go from there into the bigger muscle groups at the end and you're ending off with a big back, or I mean, sorry, big chest work or whatnot, it's much harder, right? Because you're fatiguing your smaller muscle groups, your stabilizers, et cetera. So then when you get to like the big movements, you may or may not be able to complete them as well as you would have if you started with them.
Exactly. Because yeah, like if you think about it, if you start off doing, you know, tricep dips that are just so focused on your triceps are activated in a push-up as well. So then you're going to push-ups after you're doing tricep dips, which are, you know, really focused on the chest, but they use the triceps too. You're not going to be able to do as many push-ups than if you started with the push-ups.
Exactly. And so you want to be able to use do the movements where you're using all of your major fat burning muscles and all like your compound movements and like your bigger muscle groups fatigue through there, and then use your isolation at the end to really give you that extra burn.
Yeah. And like I was saying, like, so I do that on my push and pull days, and then I have a mixed day. So on my mixed day, I do kind of do a little bit more isolation exercises. So that's kind of my play day, I guess, where I kind of focus on entire upper body. But for sure, when I do my push and pull, I start with the big compound and I end with the isolation. But just to give then a couple of ideas, mm-hmm. then Amanda, give a couple of ideas, like what would be bicep exercises that just focus on the bicep?
So simple things like hammer curls, which is like when you're holding some dumbbells and you go basically thumbs towards your shoulders, or regular bicep curls with your palms going up towards your shoulders, barbell curls. So rather than using individual weights, you use a barbell and you do a curl that way. And the other one is you can do cable curls. So like whenever I'm in a gym setting, that's actually one of my favorite things to do, is like any kind of resistance work with cables. I love, because I love the feeling of like the push and the pull, because you have to like resist on the way in as well as on the way out. I love that feeling. Do you like that? Do you use a lot of cables, Laura?
I actually don't use a lot of cables, unless I'm doing single arm stuff, because I find when I'm doing like cable curls with like the V rope, I just find it very unnatural for my body composition.
Interesting.
Like, I think that's a lot though with a lot of machines. I prefer doing a lot of free weights. So that's like the barbells and the dumbbells, because a lot of machines, they force you into a position that may not be natural for your natural body structure. And that's why, you know, we've talked about this before in the podcast, why sometimes work a little anti-machine, like they're there for a purpose, but just because they kind of force you sometimes into putting your hand position or your arms, your legs, or whatever you're working into something that's not natural for your body. And it can end up feeling really uncomfortable and doing more damage than good.
Definitely. Yeah. But those would probably be some of the like main bicep specific exercises. What about for triceps, Laura? What are some of the tricep exercises that you, from an isolation standpoint?
I tend to stay away from the dips, because again, I find for myself and for a lot of people, I know how to do them myself, but a lot of people, they don't know how to set up properly for doing tricep dips off the bench, and they end up hurting their wrists or their shoulders. So I prefer more of an overhead dumbbell extension, ones that are called like skull crushers, where you lay on your back and you do it with a barbell. I do, for me, for triceps, I don't mind the cables for that. For biceps, I don't use it. So cable pull downs. I also like kickbacks. But the thing that's interesting too is about each of these, just always for anyone listening, just always remember to work your biceps, the motion is a curl. So anytime you usually hear the word curl, it's usually a bicep exercise that's focused specifically on the biceps. And then anytime you hear the word extension, it's essentially working, or a press, it's working the triceps. That's kind of the easy rule of thumb to remember the two of them. Okay. So coming to the end of this, the last thing we just want to talk about too, and I mentioned at the beginning, about how you're not going to get bulky, is to remember to lift heavy. If you're working your biceps and your triceps, you don't want to be lifting just soup cans. It's really, you're not really doing anything. if you're first starting out and you're learning how to get the motion, that's great. But the thing is that you need to use resistance, and that's why it's called resistance training. to even recruit your muscle fibers. But then what you need to do is you need to go heavy so you recruit more muscle fibers to move the weight. And this is essentially that challenge is what's going to get you stronger. Again, it's not necessarily right away going to make you, it's not going to make you bulky, but it's going to make you look more toned and it's going to build that strength. You got to keep doing consistently and you got to keep challenging. So we've got to make the muscles work. And a soup can for most of us is not enough resistance.
Now, what would you say to the people, because I know that I've heard this question a lot. What would you say for anyone listening who says, okay, but I don't want muscle definition. I just want to lean out. You know what I mean? Because some people don't actually want like any kind of definition. They literally just want to be like lean looking. So what would you say to that?
Well, I think a lot of people, what they think they want when they look at some people, they don't realize what their workouts are. Mm-hmm. Because most people who are long and lean do still lift heavier weights, but they probably do maybe like higher repetitions. They might be doing, you know, different types, not just straight curls. They might be doing more compound movements. They might be doing more yoga, body resistance training. Like, you really have to customize a workout plan, obviously, for the person that you're working. But if you, like, you have to work your muscles. And if you're not activating any muscle fibers and you're not putting resistance on the muscles, you're not going to work them. So you're wasting your time if you're lifting too low. And if you just want to lean out and not have muscle tone, then you're just going to do cardio, but then you're not going to get any of the benefits of muscle toning, or you're not going to look toned. You know what I mean?
I was leading to with the idea that I do know, because I have had people say to me, like, I just want to be lean. And, but I think that they're confusing the idea of lean and toned versus just skinny. Do you know what I mean? And so I think that if someone is feeling as though they want to be lean, oftentimes lean means that you want to be toned. So you want your muscle to be taut, like you want it to be like firm. And so in order to get that look, in order to get that feeling in your body, you do need to lift.
Exactly. Like, I know a lot of people who have never had a weight issue. So their goal has never been they want to lean out or lose weight, but they have like a flat bump or they have slopier shoulders. You know what I mean? Like, and they want to stay lean, but they want to build more shape and they want to change the shape of their muscle. So that obviously involves resistance training, but I just think it is really getting, you know, understanding that what the workout is that people, like, if you look at somebody, you say, I want to look like her, I want to be long and lean like her. What you think their workout routine is probably not what their workout routine is. They're probably doing, you know, resistance training, heavy resistance training, combined with other things.
Of course, for an example, just to give a clear example for anyone listening, I remember thinking, you know, like, well, even when you think about like the Victoria's Secret angels have like these like legs for days kind of thing and all of this, and they've got like these impeccable bodies, but they work for that. It's not just like they're just born this way and they're just naturally like this. Of course, I mean, obviously genetics plays a role in certain places, but at the same time, if you've ever seen any of them, they do work out constantly and they do lift heavy. Like, they do, you know, they do a lot of compound movements, they do a lot of leg work and things like that in order to like build that, to build the body that they want. So it's not just, you know, running on a treadmill all the time every day in order to achieve what their look. So keep that in mind. So like, if you're thinking about it from a, you know, I don't want to bulk up standpoint, think about it from that perspective of like, you have these supermodels that are out there and they're also lifting just as heavy as what we're recommending.
Well, and the way to kind of, I use as a rule of thumb, is if the last two reps that you're doing, so just say you're doing one set of 15 repetitions of bicep curls. If the last two, if you feel like you can keep on going, then you've got to increase the weight. So it's almost like always, if the last two are a struggle, or if the last two feel, you know, kind of do the test on the last two, how do the last two feel? And then if it's easy, or if you can still do more, then you need to increase the weight. Mm-hmm. Because I know that's a question I get a lot too. Well, how heavy should I lift at the beginning? And without making it super complicated, just you know, pick a weight to start with and see if the last two are a struggle. If you're doing 5 pounds and you could still keep on going for another 10, that's too light for you.
Definitely. No, it's a great rule of thumb.
Okay. So with that, we're going to wrap this up. So we were talking today about the gun show, about buys and triceps. So I'm hoping that you guys are, after hearing all this stuff, you are going to, you know, put a little bit more focus on your biceps or your triceps, even if it is in your compound exercises, just knowing how you're working them, and really think about, just really think about them as women, as something that we really want to make sure we're strengthening along with our lower body, our core, our cardio, and all of that stuff. So Amanda, what's your biggest takeaway from today?
Just to remember that, you know, like what you started with, which is don't be afraid of weights. Like, I think it's one thing, like I used to feel that way way back in the day, where I would be like nervous to do weights because I didn't want to like gain muscle and all I wanted was to be skinny. But then I realized, like what I was talking about earlier, I realized that I didn't really want to be skinny. I really just wanted to be lean. I wanted to be strong. And in order to do that, you do need to do a combination of a lot of different things, which includes strength training. And so even though, yes, my focus currently right now is a lot to do with yoga, that's functional body movement. It's a lot of strength because I do a lot of power classes, power flow classes. So I'm constantly using my body in strength in a lot of different ways. But then I also, on top of that, make sure that I incorporate at least 2 strength training specific days a week. So it is something that you have to figure out what that balance is for you. If you haven't started lifting, if you haven't started focusing on, especially your upper body, if you're just focusing on building a booty right now, incorporate it and see what a difference it's going to make in terms of your body composition overall, and just like your overall shape and how you feel about your body, because it does change things drastically. And if you are someone who has never really lifted before, you can start off small and then just start building from there, but follow that 2 rep rule and you should be in good hands.
Yeah. And my biggest takeaway is kind of similar. I love upper body, and if anyone has seen me in person, I am not bulky by any means. I am still, after years and years and years of doing this, am still focusing on building upper body muscle. Because my body naturally, it takes me a lot to build and a lot to hold on to muscle. I am, my arms want to be spaghetti strings and I don't want them to be. So, so for me, it is an ongoing thing, but yeah, just don't ignore your upper body and don't be afraid to go into the weight section either. So whether if you are deciding you want to lift, you know, even if it is full with a lot of guys, there's a lot of really great guys out there too. If you are in a gym that's really male focused, who are more than happy to help out. They actually really like to feel like they could help show you how to use a machine, or the people who work at the gym, ask them how to use the bicep machines. But of course too, we also have our fitness and nutrition expert program, where we go through all of this stuff to do with programming and how to build your own programs, the anatomy of the body, how to progress, all of that stuff. We also have an amazing blog at fitchicks.ca/blog that has a lot of great workouts and information on, and we are always here for you too. So just email us with any questions. So with that, we're going to wrap it up. And hope that you guys enjoyed today's podcast and learned a little bit about the gun show and start working your buys and tries. And we will talk to you soon. Have a good day.
Have an awesome day.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.